USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Stranded residents of North Carolina's Outer Banks are checking out the damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Coast Guard's landing local law enforcement officers on Ocracoke Island via helicopter and then airlifting people in distress. Governor Roy Cooper.
This is a very close-knit community, and people assure me that everyone is present and accounted for.
At least two deaths have been reported in the state, and at least 43 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas, which was slammed by the storm. Tommy Thompson is with the Ministry of Tourism.
Search and rescue is still ongoing. We've got to realize that this is a Category 5, a major storm that sat over the northern Bahamas for over 50 hours. So the islands that were affected are two of the major islands in the northern Bahamas, and all supplies have to get into those two islands, either via Nassau or the Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A former news show host is getting a second chance, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
open that door and let me back in.
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, life is about second chances.
The commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, America's ally in the fight against the Islamic State, has warned that the terrorist group is on the rise. The decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria is also hurting the mission. Also, 70,000 refugees have to be dealt with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ranked right below March Madness for college basketball, office football pools abound this time of year as the NFL is now underway. USA's John Clemens reports.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made, employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said, fantasy football leagues can boost the company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Ginger, it's not just a spice, it's a unique gene that's slowly disappearing. There's a festival in the Netherlands this weekend for those with a particular hair color, red. There's as many as 5,000 or more running around the Dutch town of Breda this weekend celebrating Redhead Day. People with natural red hair are coming from about 40 countries around the world to take part in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations relating to the fair-skinned people. Only about 1% of people are ginger. As you would expect, the highest percentage is in Scotland and Ireland. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.